Coming up on Thursday is a community conversation about foster care. And joining us this morning to discuss that presentation via phone, we have Megan Cacciola, who is the Vice President of Programs for the Alaska Humanities Forum. Also joining us in the studio is Keith Smith, who will be making a presentation. And also joining us is Carmel Anderson. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, Maria.
Good morning.
Good morning. And Megan, what is your involvement with this event?
So I am with the Alaska Humanities Forum, and we typically facilitate community conversations all over the state. And so we're going to be helping to facilitate the community conversation portion of the evening.
And what? How does this go about? I mean, what do you do to get the conversation going, I guess?
Yeah, so I think that a few things. A lot of times when people advertise community conversations, what they're really talking about is a panel discussion. And so the conversation is among a set group of guests, and there might be a Q&A at the end. But when we do a community conversation, we're really trying to create a space where everyone contributes and ask questions and invite conversation that everyone can contribute to, regardless of their particular relationship to the issue. And part of that is because as community members, any issue that affects our community affects all of us. And so what we do is we try to, invite questions that make space for people to share their stories or to ask questions of one another. And then we also, as facilitators, try to ensure that everybody is contributing in ways that are respectful and so forth, because we want to make sure everybody feels really safe in contributing to a conversation where sometimes it can feel a little bit intimidating.
This is a conversation about foster care. Will there be experts in that field attending?
There will be people involved in foster care attending the event, but we're really trying to frame the conversation in a way where everyone can contribute to it. And then if people want to follow up after the event and talk to people who are directly involved with foster care, they can do that. But part of it is that we all want to ensure that every child in our community thrives, and foster care is part of that ecosystem. And so we're trying to frame a conversation that allows everyone to talk about that process of helping to ensure that every child thrives. Otherwise, I think that a lot of times we feel like because we don't have, specific knowledge or expertise, we don't have a place to contribute to the conversation. And we'll never really tackle our biggest challenges if we feel like we can't participate in the conversation.
Will you have, I imagine you'll have already sort of some prompting questions and topics?
Yeah, and so I'm working on pulling those together now. I just got the draft of the performance that Keith is going to be sharing. And so a big part of this, too, is that we're going to be using that performance as a jumping-off point for the conversation, because even if people have no experience of foster care themselves or, being involved with the system, they'll certainly have a response to the performance that they're viewing.
Okay, and Keith Smith, let's speak about this performance. How did you get this idea, or how did this get started?
Well, first to start out how the whole project started is with Carmel Anderson. She's been started working on this for 2 years in creating an art show that's now at the Main Street Gallery, a tremendous piece that is capturing the the realities of foster care. She had experience with a foster child in her family, which she can speak about. That just the powerful thing of just what is facing children, children who are not safe, children who need support and homes, children that that oftentimes historically have gone through horrific experiences and tremendous historically. People taking people in and teaching them what they knew, returning them to themselves so they can grow up and be courageous, resilient human beings. But it's not just foster care. It's about children in our community and keeping them safe. Anyway, Carmel then thought that it would be really important to present this subject and to grasp it and try and get our arms around the depth and breadth of that by also having a performing arts piece. So she included me, and I have a very, very powerful personal foster care experience of taking a child in our home, and we're now adopting her as our daughter. And that was the only thing I'd known. So since this fall, I've been interviewing foster care parents, foster children, foster care professionals, and learning as much as possible in order to create a performance that can touch people, but is the voices of all these people, loving, incredible people. I've met so many amazing people that give so much of themselves with such love for children and such wisdom. And so I've tried to piece that together with a lot of the history, some very, very traumatic history, specifically here in Southeast Alaska, around interventions from the government in people's lives. I mean, starting with boarding schools, but it didn't really stop that, with actually kind of draconian, heartless foster systems that people living in our peers have suffered from immensely. So that needed to be addressed along with the incredible things that are happening now. We have five actors, and we're taking those voices in what I hope is a very compelling and moving way to sort of present all the different parts of this very complex issue that has real needs and a real need for the people in the community to come together about it now, and we're hoping to engage people in thinking about that in a way that people allow people to converse about it, come together about it, and ultimately act or make choices to realize what they themselves personally can do to help protect children.
And this conversation is happening Thursday night, kicking off at 6 p.m. So do people need to be there right up front to see the performance, or how will this be structured?
The doors open, Maria, at 5:30. So we encourage people to come early. KIC is providing some food trays, so there'll be some light, dinner food, light appetizer type food, so people can enjoy a little food if they're coming straight from work and be there. The doors open 5:30, but we are going to try and start promptly at 6.
I want to hop in and just say again, because I think it's really important, KIC has taken a tremendous leadership role about this and a sponsorship and helped make this entire thing possible. They have a real focus on trying to get more and more people to step up, because there's a need for foster parents in the community, and they've been tremendous in that. And also the Interact. Rotary Interact has come together. I mean, they've sold pots.
We sold at the concession stands. Interact is the high school Rotary Club, and they raised the money for hygiene kits, which is our thank you gift for those who shared their stories. So they will be given discreetly to high school, elementary school, middle school children who may need extra support just by soaps, shampoos, that type of thing. And these young girls, and the neatest thing is, they work with Marna Cessna, and she sent me a wonderful text saying that they hope to continue supporting foster kids going forward. Just that this experience has opened their eyes to how many children come in and out of K-High that they never really get to know, because they don't know if they're foster kids, but these young women kind of assume that that's part of why some of the kids come and go so quickly, that they don't get to know. And I do want to thank, and Lynn Kwan and I worked together in the past, and she just really saw this, our visions coming together, a real need for them, and to support this. So that is why we've been able to do it in such a big manner, is the KIC. And I think Keith mentioned it too, and something just to point out is when we talk about foster care, Keith and I both were talking about how touched we've been or moved or saddened by how raw this pain is still to so many of our community members, whether it's boarding school or foster care. And I think just hearing their stories and acknowledging and realizing how important it is for us as a community to come together to support these people who often are in situations they did not choose to be displaced from their birth families. It's not, nobody chooses to be a foster care child. So how we can come together, support the foster parents, support the advocates, and just really help the kids in Ketchikan, all kids in Ketchikan, thrive.
Okay, and how will this, I guess, Megan, how will this be structured? Is it pretty open, or is there some structure to what will happen Thursday night? What will people expect?
Yeah, so when people come in, there'll be a little bit of introductions, and then we'll move into Keith's performance piece. After the performance piece, we're going to break into three groups where people can have a conversation. Each group will be led by a facilitator, and then we'll come back together and close out the evening. And so the smaller groups will ensure that everyone has the space to speak if they want to share or contribute. I think that the facilitation is meant to ensure that the conversation keeps going. So we'll have a number of questions prepared, and then we'll also be listening closely to draw out, you know, things that we may not have expected and dig into those areas. And I wish that I had the questions to share with you, but like I said, I just got the piece last night, so I'll be developing those later today.
Okay, and it sounds also as though this is something really that anyone can attend. It's not targeted to people who perhaps are in or have experienced foster care or are necessarily interested in becoming foster parents.
Absolutely. I mean, I think that one of the most important things that I hope people come away with is I hope that everyone who comes that this evening or Thursday evening, I hope that they leave more curious than they came in, and really I hope that they start to see themselves in the conversation around foster care, whether that's just as a community member who is broadly being supportive of a community that really is welcoming and supportive of all children in the community, or as in a role that is more deeply involved in foster care. And so I think that everyone will find a place for themselves in this conversation, no matter their starting point.
And I want to encourage people to come and just, Alaska Humanities Forum is an amazing organization, and I was thrilled when Megan and I were able to talk and have them come down, and they really do create safe spaces, and they really make you realize that all voices do matter. So I really encourage people to come, not only for the topic, but just to have this experience of working with Alaska Humanities Forum.
And I believe you want people to RSVP, is that correct?
That's our preference. And on the posters and postcards, we have that address. Danielle Lugwinson at KIC can also help out. But if you can't register, still please come.
Okay.
Yes, it's really just for us to get an idea of how to arrange the room. I mean, there's plenty of space there, so it shouldn't be a barrier for anyone just because they didn't happen to make a phone call. Just remember that it's a completely open event. I just wanted to add one quick thing, Marie, and that's just that a lot of people may think that they're not affected by foster care, but they are. Mm-hmm. Anyone that has any workings with children at all, there are so many people and children, that adults that were affected as children or children that were affected are being affected now, that you are surrounded with and interacting with. And so becoming versed in what this is in its entirety will help you sort of understand how our community is working, where people are falling through the cracks, why some of just what it means with a certain kind of transience between each other's families. And so many of us live in different homes that are broken in tiny little ways. And for gaps of time. And so understanding what happens and the trauma that can be connected in all of this is something that is a powerful thing for us to come together about and help understand each other as we move forward together as a community.
Okay, and a reminder of when and where this is.
It is Thursday night at the TED Civic Center. It is free and open to the public. It doors open at 5:30. It begins at 6 p.m., and there will be some food available for people if they would like to make sure that they are well fed. And I guarantee you it will be a very insightful, moving evening. And at the end, we talked about that there will be advocates there for people to just find out more, even more about what our advocates do and who they are in our community after the discussion.
Okay. And Megan, do you have anything else you'd like to add?
No, I'm just so excited to be a part of this project and really appreciative of Carmel's work in this space. It all started with her passion. And so I know that my colleagues and I are all really excited to come out to the community and be a part of this.
All right. Well, thank you all for joining me this morning. Again, that conversation coming up this Thursday, and we will post more information and links on our website at krbd.org with this interview. Thank you very much, Megan Cassiola, Vice President of Programs with the Alaska Humanities Forum, Keith Smith, and Carmel Anderson.